As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, hopefully we're going to have Joel Skousen with us. But if we don't, why, we're going to just do open lines. And you can call us at here at 800-579-9751, I think it is, 479-9751. Anyway, what we hope that you'll want to do is to think about the directive that was put out. We just read it yesterday. It came from the Office of Homeland Security. And it said what a real menace to America the returning veterans were. Oh, my goodness, they've been trained to kill. And some of them may come back, and they may have difficulty fitting into society. They're all potential terrorists. They could be lone terrorists going around killing people. And of course, this was put out. The veterans were a real threat. Well, of course, the rest of us were a threat, too. People who opposed abortion were a threat. People who believed to you that marriage should be between a man and a woman. They were potential terrorists. If you haven't read this report, it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever read. We do have it available here. It was specifically stipulated it was not to be shown to the public. The public was not to know. The press was not to know. This was only to go to the police all across America, so they would know who the potential terrorists were. And they were the people who opposed the government in any way. All potential terrorists. Not a word there about the threat of Islamic terrorism. Oh, we're told, you know, the Islamic terrorists are terrible. They're going to blow us up at any time. And yet in 8 long years, there's not been one single repeat attack here in the United States, a massive attack. And that's because, of course, the first attack did not come from the Islamic terrorists. Basically, Dr. Stephen Jones and several of the other researchers have analyzed the dust that they were able to get. The government carted away all the evidence as fast as they could, but there was dust on the top of the buildings, and you know what they're finding in that dust? Thermite. In other words, thermite isn't the dust that came from from the World Trade Center explosions, which means there were bombs in their building. How did Osama bin Laden get bombs and thermite into the building on every floor? My goodness, he really must be far more capable than we've thought, or the unthinkable. Maybe somebody in government wanted an excuse to take us into a terrible and bloody war in Iraq and Iran, and so we could leave our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. Well, I think we have Joel Skousen with us, and he has a regularly prepared program, which I don't have. So, Joel, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure, Dr. Stan. Sorry for being a little bit late. I'll follow up on your main story. There's a new book coming out by John Farmer, who was one of the counsels for the 9/11 Commission, essentially stating that fellow commissioner members, concluded that the Pentagon engaged in a deliberate deception about their response to the attack. Farmer's book about his experiences working with the commission is entitled The Ground Truth, The Story Behind 9/11's Defense on 9/11.
What was the title again? The What Truth?
It's called The Ground Truth, The Story Behind America's Defense on 9/11, set to be released in September.
This book unveils
how the public has been seriously misled about what occurred during the morning of the attacks. Now, Farmer concentrates on the misleading testimony NORAD. I was looking for the word. Anyway, NORAD Air Defense had been basically telling them that they didn't get the word, there was miscommunication, and they had all kinds of excuses why they didn't react, but in fact they had orders to stand down. Now, Farmer doesn't go into that. He basically takes the point of view that there was no conspiracy, but except to cover up for this portion of information. But essentially, it does bring into, here's a person who was privy to everything going on in the commission and basically says it was all a lie, the official story. He doesn't say what the story was, but at least he is confirming that the 9/11 commission was part of this and was complicit. He does have a little disinformation here. He says the report revealed how the 10-member commission deeply suspected deception to the point where they considered referring the matter to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation. Now, I believe this is disinformation. The main commission members were completely complicit in this cover-up. They only spoke about a criminal investigation on the record to give themselves, I believe, a cover should the false conclusion someday come to light. But in essence, Farmer says, I was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described in the report. The NORAD air defense tapes told a radically different story than from what these generals told us and the public for 2 years. This is not spin. This is simply not true.
I interviewed a man who was down at the headquarters, I guess, whatever the military headquarters was in Florida, and he was simply an enlisted man. He said that there was a stand-down order that day. I did one interview with him, perhaps two, but they're included in some of our material, and he just disappeared off the face of the map. He could never be found again. He was simply afraid. He was threatened, to silence him, and we've never heard from him again. We can never reach him again. That's what happens. But anybody who would come forward and tell what really happened, that there was a stand-down order, that the military was told not to intervene, and they left those people there to die in the Twin Towers. And not only that, but they kept telling the people in the South Tower, don't get out, don't get out. Just ignore the fact there's been an attack on the North Tower. You're perfectly safe, and they would have lost another 2,500 people working for Morgan Stanley if the chief of security hadn't raised up and down and said, don't listen to the loudspeaker, get off, we're under attack. And of course he died, everybody else got out. But this is the sort of thing that happened that day, and nobody's ever asked, why did they keep telling the people in the South Tower to stay there? I mean, suddenly the North Tower had already been attacked. Why did they want the people in the South Tower to stay in their seats?
Well, I had a subscriber on that day who called me and said, one of his best friends was working in the air traffic control tower, McGuire Air Force Base, and said he got the stand down order.
Sure. But because they can't tell the American people that. This would mean criminal charges ought to be brought against Dick Cheney anyway. I think probably George Bush really didn't know what was happening. He was frightened to death. That's why he sat there for so long reading about a rabbit or a goat or whatever it was. He was afraid, frightened to death, realizing the implication of what had happened. But he had plausible deniability because they hadn't told him what was going to happen. And probably that's true. But Dick Cheney certainly knew.
Well, I'm not sure that Bush didn't know that something was coming off.
Well, I think he knew something was coming off. I just didn't think I don't think he knew it was going to be that day.
Yeah. In any case,
we will never know. He's not, and he's certainly not going to tell us.
Anyway, David Ray Griffin is also starting a new speaking tour. He summarizes the case. He says, I will be pointing out that what many people, including politicians and journalists, formed their ideas about 9/11 and 9/11 truth movement early on when there seemed little reason to doubt the Bush administration's honesty and the 9/11 truth movement could be caricatured without much exaggeration as a bunch of kids on the Internet. He says, but now we have abundant evidence of the Bush-Cheney administration's willingness to break the law and to tell lies that would lead to millions of deaths. And the 9/11 Truth Movement is now led intellectually by scientists and other professionals, as shown by the emergence of various organizations, including architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, firefighters for 9/11 Truth, lawyers for 9/11 Truth, medical professionals for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth, of which I'm a member of, Dr. Pustan, and they've got dramatic evidence from the black boxes showing that the Pentagon path, was absolutely different than the official version. Political leaders for 9/11 Truth, religious leaders for 9/11 Truth, scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice, veterans, scientific panel. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are professionals, and these people know what they're talking about.
And millions of people have died, totally unnecessary, because they wanted to get us into a war. And somebody's responsible, and they're going to stand before the bar of justice, either in this life or the next one. We'll be right back with Joel. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 89110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.1739, $4.5869 for the half ounce, and $2.2935 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.1739, $4.5869, or $2.2935.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. We've just been talking about this new information coming out on what really happened on September 11, 2001, talking about David Ray Griffiths. Incidentally, he's going to be over in Europe for, I guess, for 3 or 4 weeks, must be giving talks over there. Talked to his wife just this morning, wanted to get him on. When I heard about this new evidence that's come up now, apparently Dr. Stephen Jones has found that in the dust particles that they found on the tops of buildings, there's evidence of some, not thermite, but thermate, which, of course, obviously means that there was some sort of explosive devices in those or burning devices in the buildings. Did you hear that?
That's correct. I'm familiar with Steve Jones, a good friend of mine, and he's been working on this a long time. These are the newest samples, and clearly the microscopic formation of these particles is not possible except with the burning of thermate, which is a form of thermite. It's for specifically to burn through large, thick portions of steel, and this is what they use to melt down the columns to precipitate the collapse. That's why, if you look closely at the video of the tower collapsing that has the antennas on top of it, you will see the antennas, which are mounted directly over the columns, start to descend first before the building descends. That can only mean that the columns were cut and compromised, which precipitated what looked like the natural collapse of the rest of the building. You see, at the bottom of the base where those columns are thickest, I mean, they're over 4-inch thick steel columns, huge, in circumference, and there's no way, or very little way, that you can get enough explosives around that to cut those, and so they use thermite to cut through. And then I believe they started triggering the other explosives to bring down, in a controlled demolition fashion, the entire building.
Well, it was really a magnificent demolition effort, and they obviously knew exactly what they were doing. And I don't think that Osama bin Laden did it.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the World Trade Center 7 building came down by demolition, and that's been proven now. And, of course, the main witness to the fact of those explosives going off died mysteriously now. He was the one that was in the building and was told to get out when he went up to the emergency situation room and started calling people, how come nobody's here to meet me? And they said, you better get out of the building fast. They knew, and they had evacuated the emergency evacuation center because they knew it was coming down. But when he went down the stairwell, of course, there were explosions going off. He found stepping over bodies. There was no glass in the lobby. I mean, this was not caused by oil fires from oil tanks within building number 7. Now, that means, Dr. Stan, that there are probably no less than 50 or 60 demolition personnel who wired those buildings for demolition, who know everything about this, and obviously who are keeping absolutely silent. We've had no defectors from this group, and
They were probably threatened, like the survivors of the USS Liberty, who I've talked to. They were told if they ever told what happened that day when the USS Liberty was attacked off the shore of the Sinai in the 67 war, they would be killed. I mean, that was it. And for 20 years, they remained silent. None of them ever came forward.
That's right. And, it has to be more than just an ordinary death threat. These people have to know who they're working for in order to have the assurance that these death threats would be carried out. And, of course, now, I mean, they had to know when they're going in and wiring for explosives the entire World Trade Center. And that's why that building was shut down the entire weekend. It was black. There were no lights at all in that building the entire weekend before the attack, because they were in there. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why Silverstein had taken over, the security and maintenance of the building so that he could order the shutdown. And it all pieces together when you look at it closely. There are a lot of firefighters who knew that Building 7 was coming down by demolition and had received the order to get out because the building was being pulled, coming down by explosives.
Well, it's such a tragic story, and I just hope someday the truth does come out. And everything is being done. Apparently, a couple of the people, families now are bringing lawsuits, you know, and the judge just is doing everything they can to block the lawsuits from being taking place, because, of course, then they could go ahead, they could subpoena people, they could get evidence. You know, if you have a lawsuit, you can get a lot of evidence that you would never be able to get
through the process of discovery.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then the last thing that they want, they fear the American people learning, of course, really the extent of evil that exists at the highest levels of our government and how they've used the military.
But it's interesting and sad at the same time, Dr. Stan, that people need to realize that even if it became true that the government was complicit, they would prosecute some people, they would play like they had reformed, they would put new people in office, and it would be different wolves in sheep's clothing. I mean, that's what they did in Italy in 1993 during the Monopoliti, or the Clean Hands resolution to the scandal that all the political parties were taking bribes underneath the table. And so the entire Italian government was taken down. Everybody was thrown out of office, and those same political parties had reformed within 6 months with different people, different names. It's just like the communist deception of the fall of the Soviet Union. They put new anti-communists into power in all of these countries where they had satellite nations, and everybody thought they were anti-communists, and they weren't. They were communist agents posing as anti-communists, including Lech Walesa and Vaclav Havel and the whole group. It was just a sham. So, you know, this is a very sophisticated conspiracy, and believe me, they don't want to have to, you know, do that. They take a chance in having to have major exposure. But believe me, they've got a track record of being able to pull this kind of stuff off, even when exposed.
All we can do, Joel, is just keep trying to educate the American people. And I got a feeling, just from this thing that they put out yesterday from the Office of Homeland Security, the people on the other side are at least a little bit worried that the American people may begin to wake up. So I think they're going to move very, very quickly, as rapidly as they can, to consolidate their dictatorship here.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Tea Parties and the multiple warnings that are coming about, you know, right-wing extremists. Because it's, you know, it has received a tremendous amount of coverage and outcry, just like the MEAC report did in Missouri. Of course, you know, despite the left wing's knee-jerk disdain for the phrase, Ronald Reagan put it right when he said, "Here we go again," and we've got another report. In fact, there's even one more after the DHS that I just got word of today from the Maryland State Police, which I'll cover. But, you know, on the heels of last month's infamous MEAC report from the Missouri State Police warning about anti-government persons associated with Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin's Constitution Party, this week the Department of Homeland Security, as you said, unleashed another ill-timed volley aimed at tainting anyone with anti-government tendencies as a potential terrorist. I don't think we've seen the end of this, Dr. Stan. I think ultimately the division of this nation will come after the next war, when people like us, who have predicted that the U.S. will have in fact brought this next nuclear preemptive strike upon us by covering for Russian and Chinese war preparations, will be called traitors. And I think eventually they'll start to round up those that are considered traitors.
Well, Joel, we can sit in the corner and just quake, or just keep talking. And I believe a coward dies 1,000 deaths, a brave man dies but once. Our job is to be on the front lines. You've been chosen for that. Why they chose me, I'll never know, but we're going to do it as long as we can. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners, you know, how they can get in touch with you, how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. The brief comes out every Friday. Tomorrow I've got a lot of hot stories we won't have time to cover in this interview, but certainly things are accelerating, Stan, and we are in very, very difficult times. We were discussing
We were basically discussing this disgusting thing they set off from the government as far as the target. Well, go ahead, whatever you wanted to talk about.
That's correct. But, you know, just like in following a similar pattern, but disastrous one for political as far as that's concerned, the pattern of the Missouri governor in defending the MEAC report, and then he had to eat crow and finally fire somebody because the heat was so bad. Department of Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano. Can't tell you how many subscribers I've got from Arizona who say we're glad to have gotten rid of her as governor. Anyway, she defended the report and then later started to express regret as the public outcry grew. I mean, the American Legion was outraged that the report would target returning veterans from Iraq as key to recruitment from, you know, anti-government people. And Reuters, of course, claimed that the DHS tried to quell such concerns by claiming this analysis is nothing out of the ordinary. Now, while that's true, the DHS is limiting their coverage to the left. What I'm saying, not only out of the ordinary, but they covered a similar assessment of left-wing radicals, which was completed in January, distributed to federal and state and local police agencies at that time. And, but even while true, they simply didn't leak that to the press. And that's what's interesting here, or the press chose, if they did get leaked, they wouldn't cover that. But certainly when it's right-wing people that attack, the liberal press, you know, accepts it eagerly. It's interesting to note that Google and LexisNexis searches identify absolutely no media coverage of the aforementioned January report concerning left-wing radicals. It's as if it didn't exist. But, of course, you know, there's suspicion that the timing of this leaking of the report was meant to coincide with the 700-plus tax protesting tea parties across the country, ending up telling us more about the media than the rallies themselves. You know, media varied. It got some front-page headlines. But generally, it was portrayed as disgruntled Republicans simply bashing or taking an opportunity to bash the Obama administration, when in fact this is the hardcore conservative wing of the Republican libertarian people and constitutionalists that ran this. Ron Paul in his campaign for liberty started this. One of the things I'm warning about on the World Affairs Brief is that this is something that the phony conservative Republicans like Newt Gingrich have tried to piggyback on them and essentially hijack this movement and claim that it is their own. And so this is, you know, to me a real problem. Newt Gingrich, as you know, is a person who comes from a leftist economic background, a liberal professor who took advantage of the discontent against Bill Clinton getting elected to run for Congress. He started his Contract for America, and when he got elected, the first thing he did was get NAFTA and GATT passed, betraying his conservative constituency. He never did anything for the Contract for America. And, of course, then it became known that he was a multiple womanizer, you know, left his wife in the hospital bed dying of cancer and since been married thrice. And now he's written a book, you know, something about reforming America, the role of faith plays in American history. I mean, this man is an utter chameleon politically, has no scruples about lying and presenting himself as a conservative when, in fact, he's a liberal globalist. He's the Netanyahu of America. Netanyahu's that same type of phony right-wing conservative that's snookering Israel right now.
I agree with everything you're saying. Go right ahead.
Now, one of the problems with, you know, even though the tax, the Tea Party is a very good public relations ploy, I don't think conservatives can ride the tax issue for long, because really it is the evil of corruption of this bailout of which gets most people riled. You know, the powers that be have been most successful about making sure that the government doesn't tax people for all of these wars of intervention, for these bailouts. They use deficit spending, they use money creation, just to make sure there isn't a tax issue. In fact, the Gallup poll released this week found that a terrible percentage, 53% of Americans, approve of the expansion of U.S. government power to help fix the economy. And, of course, it isn't helping to fix the economy. All it's doing is bailing out the insiders. Now, more and more people, I believe, are getting on to that. But fully 53% of Americans that were polled were duped into believing that this was necessary. They do pander to fear in order to justify these increasing government powers. And even, this is incredible too, 48% think that the amount of federal income taxes they pay is just about right. Well, that's easy to say because fully a third of Americans don't pay any tax at all. And 80% of the taxes are paid by the wealthy who are getting dinged by the Obama administration. But it's very important to understand that they, by using deficit spending to cover for all of these evils in government spending, do continually diffuse the anti-tax burden or backlash that would come about were they to continue in that regard.
Well, I think, of course, that nobody ever talks about the most stringent tax, the most dangerous tax, and that's the inflation tax and what they're really doing. They may not be attacking us directly, but they're destroying the value of our pension funds, of our annuities, certainly of our bonds, everything we've put in this denominated in dollars. That is where the real tax is, and nobody ever talks about the inflation tax.
Yes, and especially now that we have a slight amount of deflation because of the economy contracting as it should be. One of the things I'm pointing out in this week's World Affairs Brief that this really is a pretty permanent change in the economy. It's going to be very difficult for people to get hyped up about going into debt again for making consumer purchases and going in over their head. I think a lot of people have learned their lesson. They've become very cautious. I think businesses are going to have to adjust to a much lower consumer demand, which is proper for the economy. So even though Obama and Bernanke are claiming that the economy is bottoming out, they see signs of hope, I think we've got a long way. Nobody sees the bottom yet because there's a tremendous amount of people yet to lose their job. We have yet to see the other shoe drop about commercial real estate. A good many of the solid banks have their loan portfolios in commercial real estate. And when that starts to fall because of declining businesses and vacancies without the ability to lease these commercial facilities again, I think we're going to see a lot of default on loans. So we're not out of the woods by any means yet.
And it really is very interesting. Of course, tragic, but a lot of people, you know, who had prime loans, they had put down 20%. They could easily afford with their regular income they were getting from their good job to make the payments on their home. The trouble is when they lose their jobs and the wife loses their job, suddenly they can't make the payments. And, you know, I think they said 1.7 million people lost their homes last year. They think it'll be about 2.1 million this year. I think it's going to be closer to 3 million people. An awful lot of people are going to lose their homes, and that's going to drag down the value of the current property even further. And certainly it's already fallen, average 25%. I think we can see it probably falling a great deal more than that this year, but they're trying to make us fat, dumb, and happy. Oh, we've bottomed out, everything's going to be fine. Obama's going to fix this. Obama's going to buy that for you. Don't you believe it. If you get into trouble by digging a hole, and you keep digging the hole, you're only going to get in deeper. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, this is the final segment, so we got about 5.5 minutes.
Are you still there, Dr. Stan?
I sure am. Go right ahead.
I'd like to cover the piracy issue. Very interesting email I got from a friend whose son gave a blow-by-blow report of what went on at the USS Boxer, where he was on watch, which was in parallel with the Bainbridge that was towing the lifeboat. It's one of those covered, orange-colored lifeboats. And his report is significantly different. He said on Easter Sunday night around 15:30, he was making his hourly rounds when he heard 4 distinct rifle reports and knew exactly what had happened. There was an orange capsule being towed by the Bainbridge, he said. 2 SEAL snipers were laying prone on the fantail with Barrett 50 caliber rifles pointed at the small craft. He said Captain Richard Phillips of Vermont was swimming toward the one of the small inflatables that the Navy, you know, was running beside the raft. When the Navy said they wanted to see proof, that the captain was in good condition, he jumped into the water and started to draw fire from the pirates. The snipers fired and killed them during the escape attempt. Now, this was 48 hours different from the media reports that there was a failed escape attempt. So it appears from this person, from the boxer, that in fact the snipers were killed, or the pirates were killed during the escape attempt at Phillips, and not later on when they claimed that they got three headshots with people poking their heads up. And so it's kind of interesting. You can never really trust what the government says sometimes.
That is fascinating. And have you heard anything about the fact that the southern part of Somalia had been taken over by the Islamists, you know, who actually had stopped the piracy? And so we didn't like that, so we went in and actually helped the Ethiopians or somebody else overthrow the Islamists. And
yes, that, absolutely
so,
true.
And so now the pirates can come back, so we've created the haven for the pirates, and now we just don't know what to do.
Well, you know, it's really quite easy to to solve this piracy problem. In the first place, you need to arm the crews of the ships and provide well-armed guards. You know, there's several technologies that can be used as well. You can have high-powered strobe lights that will actually blind pirates. If they're trying to climb aboard, you can have large, what they call sound cannons, that can literally put out a deafening sound that will cause them to be nauseous, you know, and so that they couldn't shoot at the guards, and you can just pick them off. I mean, there's all kinds of technologies that are available. In addition, I would strongly recommend that they do pass a law making it illegal to pay a ransom. I think this is justifiable in law because you're simply providing tremendous incentives for them to kill other people at the price of rescuing your own. And that should not be allowed because clearly it has been proven that by paying these ransoms, you are simply, you know, create a market for this. I would say you prohibit paying of ransoms, you arm them, and then you go after the hostages, you rescue them, and you say, you're going to die. Your only way you're not going to die is to give up the hostages, because whether you keep them or not, we're coming in after you, and you are going to die. Now, obviously there would be a few hostages that would die, but it seems to indicate, because, you know, these people have not been the kind of ruthless, like the communists who just take hostages and kill and cut off fingers and toes to, you know, and send them back into the mail to, I mean, these people were really ruthless. It does not appear that these pirates are anything but mercenary, and they don't want to die. I think, in fact, if you decided a hardline policy, you either give up the hostages where we've got you surrounded, or you're going to die, they would give them up.
I think so, too, if they really knew we were serious. Well, it's a sad situation, and I think it's just another diversion to keep us away from the very real important things that are happening here at home. Why else would our government have gone in and toppled the government, the Islamist government, that has stopped the piracy? I mean, that just doesn't make sense, unless maybe they wanted the piracy. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, those are kinds of things that, you know, there are all kinds of reasons why people intervene. And this could be one of the unintended consequences. It could be intended. You know, this could even be a ruse to get a law of the sea treaty. Because
yeah, that's an excellent thought. I hadn't even considered that.
Because certainly, you know, they are talking about a major international legal coordination efforts, and, you know, they may well come up with a saying, you know, we need to enforce this through passing the law of sea treaty, which will have tough language against any government that holds a thing. I mean, they're claiming, like, you know, Somalia is a sovereign country. This is not a sovereign country anymore. This is a tribal rebellion that is simply a lawless community now. And, you know, if we've got the justification to go in there to Iraq, you know, they certainly have the justification to go into places like Zimbabwe and Somalia to save human life and to capture these hostages and to simply cut off their bases of support. But I don't believe that the, you know, West has the will to do this in a proper way. It's so disturbing to hear the media continue to talk about how, you know, it's not legally permissible to arm crews, that it might be against maritime law, that the lawyers say that there'll be legal problems if they shoot somebody without proper justification. Well, that's always been the truth. But clearly, there's proper justification out there.
It's just like disarming the airline pirates just before the 9/11 attack. Really, we're out of time. Joel, we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, and thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this was, hope you always enjoy our program with Joel Skousen. I always do, and I always learn a different slant on things, I think, is the idea that maybe one reason why we went in and we actually destroyed the Islamic government that had stopped the piracy was so that the piracy had come back, and then, of course, we could have the Law of the Sea Treaty. I think that's an ingenious idea. They do this sort of thing all the time. They create a problem intentionally, and then they always have a solution that's going to end up taking away our freedom. Just like, of course, creating, they do not try to stop the immigrants coming across the border from Mexico. They do everything they can to discourage the Border Patrol agents that is with Ramos and Campion from enforcing the law. And then you've got all the immigrants here, the illegal immigrants. We say, oh, well, for every American's going to have to carry an ID card. That's how we're going to stop the immigrants. Instead of course, cutting off the welfare benefits and the free medical care and the free education and the welfare subsidies and the fact that we're actually paying these people Social Security benefits. What madness is this? It's not madness at all. It's the fact that our leaders are not loyal to America. They want to destroy our sovereignty and create a multicultural, multilingual society. And boy, they're doing a good job of it. Well, your job is to learn what's going on, what really energizes this whole movement. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our material on concentration camps and the DVD that goes with that, America Behind Barbed Wire, and you can get the special, or you can get the individual items, a four-tape set, or the written material, or you can get the DVD, or get them all together in the concentration camp special. Understand that there really is a plan out there in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and to round up Americans and put them in detention camps. And you'll actually hear, if you get the special, Congressman Henry Gonzalez make that statement. And you need to help us get the truth out, because you're not going to get it through the regular means of communication in America. If you haven't seen the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, or The Eye of the Phoenix, or The Atlantis Connection, or The Emergence, that's, of course, the Riddles in Stone, The Secret Mysteries, Eye of the Phoenix, The Atlantis Connection, or The Emergence, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Alex Jones' film, The Obama Deception, we think it's excellent. We also have The Endgame, The Story of the Bilderbergers, The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, and you'll see our leaders all wrapped up, dressed up in their capes and their gowns and their candles and their chants and their pseudo-sacrifice. And, well, we think it's a pseudo-sacrifice. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton. We